He believes in him. He will step
Ali.
Up. That's what Mendy said. He will do it. Positive Tommy. How many hits does Pete Alonso get tonight?
Pete Alonso goes 3-for-4 with a 3-run homer.
Oh, yeah.
Sending all positive vibes to Pete Alonso because we always have to have somebody we criticize, and there always has to be a scapegoat. And Positive Tommy's not about scapegoats. Positive Tommy's about uplifting the guys that have given so much to this franchise, and Pete Alonso's done that. So I'm sending all positive vibes, and I'm ensuring other Met fans to do that as well.
So you said 3-for-5 with a 3-run home run?
3-for-4.
3-for-4 with a 3-run home run.
With a 3-run homer.
Okay.
Mm.
Sean Morash.
0-for-4.
0-for-4?
Mm. 1-for-3, a walk, and a double.
Well, that's very ambiguous. When does he get that double? Mm. Don't tell me it's with two outs and nobody on down 8-1 in the eighth inning.
I didn't say an RBI. So.
Well, leadoff double.
Leadoff double.
Yeah. I'm going to give you, and I think Positive Tommy's going to be happy with me here. I think Pete's coming through tonight.
Mm.
I really do. I have to believe in him because I don't believe he's just a dog. I don't believe he can't take the moment because he's taken the moment before. And so I do think, I don't know if they're going to win. I didn't say that. I think Pete Alonso, it's a home run tonight. I'm with you, Positive Tommy.
I believe in Positive Tommy.
Do you believe in me now, Tommy? Are you proud of me?
I am very, very proud of you, Evan. You're in good spirits today. We had a pre-show meeting. You're upbeat. You're positive. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
We all feel good.
I can't wait till that homer is down 5-0 in the eighth, and Evan rationalizes tomorrow. We're still a big home. Because, you know, they had a chance to come back after that.
Well, notice, Sean, I didn't say when he's going to hit the home run. I mean, you're right, though, because that would be so typical. Like, they're down 7-1, and he gets a solo home run in the eighth inning, and that's what Met fans are ripping him for. I think Met fans aren't looking to rip anybody, Tommy. I don't think it's about they need a scapegoat. I think it's that all year long we've waited. To Tiki's point,
yeah,
all year long we've waited for that breakout. And anyone who's watched this team knows 34 home runs, 88 RBIs. It hasn't been as good as that. Like, he really hasn't had an impactful season. Mm-hmm. That's the way I like to describe it. It just hasn't been. You know, sometimes numbers don't tell you the whole story, and I think that the frustration builds off of a night like last night where he did come up with numerous opportunities, specifically the first and fifth inning with runners in scoring position, and he came up small. So I think it's letting out your anger on what happened last night and the missed opportunity that the Mets had.
All fair points, but you brought this up earlier, and I think it's important. He's been great in the field. Defensively, he's been great.
That's not enough, though.
I understand
that. I appreciate that, and I point that out because I want to be fair. He is not here to be Rico Bronya or Doug Mankiewicz. He's not. He's here to hit home runs.
Yeah, I agree.
Just like that walk he had the other night, which I gave him credit for. It was a great walk before the Jesse Winker triple. He is paid to drive runs in. And going into a game in which the Mets have not hit a home run yet in this series, I'll make you this prediction. If the Mets are winning tonight, they got to hit the ball over the fence.
They need a home run.
Yes.
They're not going to small ball their way to victory.
Let's go to Junior in Jersey City. How are you, Junior?
What up, Junior?
How you doing? Evan, long time.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
I'm calling. Pete has great defense. We're going to miss that defense if we let him go.
Well, I'm not talking about letting him go. Why are we thinking about 25 when 24 is still going on? All right. Thank you, Junior.
You are thinking about it.
No, I'm not. Evan. I'm only thinking about how it impacts him right now. So when I play that clip of Pete being asked about next year, it's not about next year. It's about, is this bringing him down now when the Mets need him?
Then why'd you do the research on what Jacob deGrom said around his last game?
Because he was asked a question about it, and it was curious to see how he responded to it.
Yes, because you knew that Pete was going to get a similar one.
Right. I just think deep down Evan is thinking about it.
Why would I think about it?
Because you have fond memories of Pete Alonso. He's not providing. And I think that when you get ready for a game that could potentially end your season, you rationalize and put different things in different cabinets. And I think somewhere in that brain you are thinking about it.
I love Pete. I appreciate him as a Met. I swear on the baseball gods.
Right.
I have zero thoughts about the 2025 roster while they're playing game three. The real question is, if they lose tonight, how quickly before I start thinking about 2025? That pivot may take a couple of days. It may take a few hours. I don't know. I'm a regular human being. I bleed like all of us. I can't tell you how I'm going to feel. But the idea that I care about, I don't care about next year. Too many Met fans and Yankee fans are thinking about next year. There's a playoff in front of you.
Damn right.
You're welcome.
I'm just calling you out on it.
There's nothing to call me out on.